We bought that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism. Good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way, or shape, or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be, Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Eddie. Boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready. 1017 The Truth. Tori Lowe. Tori Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Thursday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation, thank you for joining me this March 20th, 2025. And we got the advocate, the author, Elizabeth Brown, in studio.
Hey, yo.
Hey,
hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the building.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's feeling powerful.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? We have to raise the vibration.
The vibrations is up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, like a lot of people been, you know, they want you back on camera.
Hey, I want to be back on camera. You know what I'm
saying? They want you back so they can see you on YouTube.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in the building, y'all. I'm in the building.
Hey.
Happy Thursday.
And you know, we've been talking about self-care, so you right on time.
Absolutely.
And it's important because I think that, because I deem March, you know, it's self-care
Absolutely.
Month, and I've been adding these qualities. I actually had a lot of this down pat.
Absolutely.
And didn't even know it.
Right.
Some of these ideas
mm-hmm.
were just there, and then I realized, like, okay, that's what that was.
Right. Right.
But this is the name for it.
Okay.
You know, self-awareness,
stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely.
So I developed these characteristics from working on myself, and then now I'm looking at self-care like I got the magnifying glass up.
That part.
Like the detective.
You able to put a finger on it.
So I'm like, okay, that's right. And I wanted to talk about emotional reflection.
Yeah.
Emotional reflection.
Ain't nothing like to reflect.
You know, just to reflect
absolutely.
On yourself. And for those that, when we talk about emotional reflection is the process of acknowledging, understanding, and exploring your emotions to gain insight and a perspective.
Absolutely.
You know, and this is something that you have to do. Like,
it's needed.
And a lot of people just react.
Absolutely. You know, when you own, especially in our community, survival mode. You know, survival mode is one of those things where you don't have time to do nothing else but grind.
Right.
You know, so the reflection part, it's about knowing how far you done came. You know, because a lot of times we don't get the smell of roses.
Mm-hmm.
When people giving you those flowers, you don't have time to smell them because you busy helping somebody gardening their own and trying to help them grow theirs or whatever you busy in life doing it for everybody else. You know, so reflection, I think, is powerful because a lot of times, you know, when I think about, you know, my grandparents and my parents, they work so hard. Until one day, you know, my dad was gone already. He never took a vacation. He was never able to, you know, sit down and reflect and see how much work he done, how many people he had helped. You know what I'm saying? Like the beauty of life. So reflection is so powerful.
And I made a list of steps.
Oh, okay.
You know, steps to take.
Come on with it.
to gain the emotional reflection if you don't really understand how it works. And you got to acknowledge your emotions. Recognize how you feel without judgment. You're here to listen.
And not judge.
You know what I mean? And you got to do that to yourself.
Absolutely.
It's self-reflection.
Absolutely.
So you got to acknowledge, maybe you got a stank attitude. You got to acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
But don't judge yourself. Because maybe it's there because you put up guards and walls and defense mechanisms inside your emotions to protect you from what you've been through.
It's a method to the madness.
Right.
It's a method to your madness.
You know, some of the attitudes that people have or the way they act, many times they had built those walls up.
For protection. Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't think about that.
No.
And I think that many times you got to acknowledge that, okay, I'm like this because I had to
fight against
some of the elements.
Absolutely.
And then it created this as a protectional idea.
Absolutely.
And then you got to identify the triggers. Reflect on the situation, people, or events that led to your emotions.
Real talk.
You know, and just say, okay, this situation happened. I may have taken this certain stance from that. But now that I'm recognizing that, I got to pick and choose. I can pick and choose. Like, I turn up too.
Absolutely.
But I pick and choose. I'm more precise.
Yes.
When I decide.
More selective.
To,
yeah.
It's just not there for everybody to get.
Real talk.
That, you know, you can get the smoke.
Absolutely.
But everybody don't get the smoke.
Only and the fire, people
that,
too.
If you talk, now, if you're talking out the side of your neck, that's, when y'all hear all that commotion going back and forth, that's because they didn't win and talked out the side of their neck, and
absolutely,
I got to put them back in their space.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's
and
what
that's rare.
Yeah.
And that's rare.
It's rare. Yeah.
And that's because that's how you know that you done, you know, the work on yourself.
Right.
You, what I call, you know, the dark side of yourself. You know what I'm saying? When you done faced the demon, your own demons.
Right.
And took accountability, you know, in relationships and things that has taken place in your life. When you hold yourself accountable, then you're no longer reactionary.
Mm.
Nobody can get you off your square quickly. You know, you think twice and speak once. You know, those of us who haven't worked on ourselves, we reactionary.
Right.
You know, people know how to get us emotional. They
throw
push
you off
those.
Balance.
But hey, that's their goal.
I call it tricking you out your spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what the streets call it.
Hey.
Watch this.
Absolutely.
Watch this. I'm finna go
absolutely
and get this person. I'm finna go push some buttons so this person can act a certain way. Now I can call the police.
Or
now I can be justified in what I really want to do.
Absolutely. And even to the extent, because my daughter, we was talking yesterday, and she was saying, you know, Ma, it's, because I used to always tell her, be careful, because she was a super athlete. And I used to tell her, I said, you have to watch who you call your friends and the individuals that you trust, because some people out here is here to try to swipe your destiny. You understand what
right
I'm saying?
That's true. That's very true. A lot of people, they'll troll you.
Absolutely.
So they can control you.
That part. Yeah.
That's how they do it. They think that they can do that.
Absolutely.
But that comes with somebody that's vibrating low.
You absolutely know?
It only works on people that don't have a plan and not moving in a certain way where their emotional intelligence is working to their advantage.
Real talk.
That means your emotions are working to your disadvantage if somebody can trick you out your spot.
Absolutely.
Or get you off your square.
Yeah.
Or bring you out of what you're trying to do to address nothing.
Out of
nothingness.
If they can bring you out the sky to get grounded, you lost.
Right.
You know, and that's what we was talking about, you know, where we've been trained to believe that if you reacted to somebody that made you strong, and in reality, it makes you weak.
Mm.
You understand what I'm
right
saying? Like weak-minded, weak emotionally. Your emotional intelligence is not there because you're easily triggered.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times, the only thing that's going to upset you is when somebody telling the truth.
Hey, also, I came up with some points on how emotional reflection can help self-care, because
absolutely
this is self-care month.
Absolutely.
And you want to make sure that everything you add to yourself builds you up. So
elevation.
So you can keep moving forward in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Recognizing emotional needs. Recognizing emotional needs, emotional reflection, help you identify and understand your emotional needs, allowing you to address them and practice self-care.
Real talk.
Because then you know ahead of time, oh, I feel it. I feel that twitch.
Absolutely.
Now you know, okay, I feel a twitch.
Yep.
This is what I got to do with that.
I have to self-check.
Right.
You have to auto-check
right
yourself, because, again, you know these triggers. You know that usually when this person come over your eye, go to twitching, or they going to say something. And the hardest part is when you love somebody.
Right.
And you done trauma bonded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People know your triggers. They know what to say. They know what to do to get you.
And they know
to
what
tailspin
not to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. But the majority of the time, you know, and that's just like I was talking about yesterday when I said, you know, people change. And a lot of times when we change, you have somebody from your past to come and try to get you back in the mode of what you used to do and who you used to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the main time when you have to auto check and you have to say to yourself, like, yeah, that's who I used to be. Ain't no shame in who I used to be, but that's not who I am today.
I agree. And many times when you don't look into yourself.
Facts.
The triggers are right up front.
Will trigger you.
Yo, triggers.
Hey.
And a lot of people, you know, they use that word trigger, and I'll say, you know, you don't always have to pull the trigger.
Facts.
You can recognize it
mm-hmm
through self-reflection,
mm-hmm
through emotional balance.
Yep.
You know.
And choose not to even engage.
Choose not to even engage. Because
absolutely
you are recognizing how you're feeling
yep
because you have dealt with yourself.
Facts. Facts.
And that's the most powerful thing I ever learned in my 48 years of living was the fact that I can move myself and my energy, and that would affect a person harder than it was for me trying to argue with you. If you can't respect my presence, I'm going to see if you can respect my absence.
It reduces stress and anxiety.
Amen. Amen.
It you know, and I'll tell you this, emotional reflection, when we talk about stress, we know that stress kills. By acknowledging and processing your emotions, you can reduce stress and anxiety, leading to more peaceful and calm state. Because now nothing ain't bothering you at that point.
Right.
You cut it off before it could escalate or turn into a bigger issue. And I used to wonder why people allow petty things to turn into where it's a life and death situation or a situation where the police show up and people call me after they let a petty idea turn into this huge situation where they got to call me. Mm-hmm. And when I started peeling the onion back,
it wasn't even worth it.
I said, this wasn't even worth it.
But see,
it wasn't even worth all of it.
Because I'm guilty, you know? I'm guilty of popping off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was guilty of popping off.
Popping out and showing.
Hey, look here. Snapped is a real thing.
Right.
You know, I watch it on Lifetime, but it's a real thing. It's a lot of people spending time in the penitentiary or living with the regret with blood on their hands because they did snap, you know? And that's why reflection is so powerful, that you take 10 to 15 minutes. That's all it takes.
Right.
For you to get in tune with yourself. Because a lot of times we come outside, you know what I'm saying, and the people we snap on didn't even have nothing to do with it. They just happened to...
They caught astray.
Had to light them up.
Oh,
you know
wow.
what I'm saying? You know, it's just like when, you know, they used to say, dudes, you step on somebody's shoe in the club. No, the club pack. Like, you know your shoe going... Your dookie's gonna get stepped on. The club is back. You know what I'm saying? But your girl done made you mad, and now you got a chip on your shoulder, you know, or whatever. Life ain't going right or whatever. But that's why reflection is so powerful, because when you stop, take a minute to breathe and say, is this truly worth it? And it's really not.
It's really not.
Ain't nothing worth taking your freedom or having to live with the fact that you took a life.
And,
you understand
and what I'm saying? A lot of people think it's honor in snapping out.
It ain't.
And going to jail.
That's weak. That's weak. Ain't no honor in that.
A lot of people think that, okay, I'm finna crash out. Like, that's some kind of good thing that I'm able to crash out. No. You're going to do something to cause a harm to innocent life, yourself,
your life.
Family.
Absolutely.
The other person's family.
Yeah.
And you're going to create this whole negative hosh-posh that shouldn't have never happened, and you could have just walked away.
And so many people get hurt when we understand that it's bigger than us, because it's somebody out here that love you, somebody out here that honor you. And when you go and do that, your family have to do that time with you. Your family have to, you know what I'm saying, feel bad about what you done did to somebody else. The reality is, when you think about it's bigger than you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you go to thinking bigger and not smaller. Like, I tell the youngsters now, because they like, oh, I'm on demon time. Like, you just spoke that to existence.
Right.
And now all the negative energy that's surrounding you is coming
and
to
that's,
you.
And they're trying to make these sayings crashing out. Demon time.
Come on.
You know.
You're speaking a spell.
They're trying to make it popular, something that's going to be detrimental.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have a lot of regret, but you're not thinking about that at the time.
The power that you have of your tongue, the words that you speak, you're casting a spell on your life, and they know it. And so they put these negative notations out here for us to grab a hold of it, because when you think it, it's one thing.
Right.
When you speak it into existence is when the energy go to moving.
Right.
The universe hear that. You know what I'm saying? The negative people around you hear that, and then you wonder why things got worse, because you produce that.
Mm.
You're that powerful that the things that come out of your mouth becomes real. And then we act shocked. But this is why we have to reflect, and we have to know the power that we have, especially in our words.
Well, I got the last one, and we got to run a break. Encourages self-forgiveness. Emotional reflection allows you to process and release emotions related to past experiences, promoting self-forgiveness and personal growth.
Hey.
That's powerful.
I forgive Liz Brown.
Hey.
For what she did know, you know?
We all got to forgive ourselves.
Absolutely.
But that's the first step.
Absolutely.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, we you know, hey.
What does that?
People stop through.
Can't take her nowhere.
Hey. Can't take me. I didn't do nothing.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
What? I didn't do
they
what I do.
They get excited when they see Liz through
pointing
the
right at you.
Hey, salute. Salute. Hey, I don't know. I didn't catch it.
I understand
oh, okay.
What was happening.
Hey,
you know, people come
salute
to the glass.
The kings, you know?
We got the vibration going. You know what I mean? We can tell through the glass. You know what I mean? We tapped in right here.
Hey.
On Truth. They like to see Liz back in the seat.
Hey, I like to be here.
We don't want no Jess with the mess. You
hey,
feel?
Salute to the king. You know what I'm saying? That came by the window. And right. Salute.
Well, we got to get into this story because yesterday at the end of my show. We found out that King Rick, Daryl Farmer, known as the original Black Panthers of Milwaukee, he was the general, King Rick, an very outspoken and a voice advocating for civil rights and respect of African Americans in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Has passed at 62
years old.
We're starting to see the media, Derrick Rose, anchor at WISN, he hit me up.
Yeah.
And we can feel the effects.
Absolutely.
Of his loss.
Absolutely.
And we talked about this, and he has an article out with WISN, Derrick Rose, on the Black Panther, King Rick. We got video. If you're watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
One of Milwaukee's original Black Panthers has died. Members of the organization say Daryl Farmer, known publicly as King Rick, died today. Farmer was known for his no-nonsense, matter-of-fact approach in holding police, city, and business officials accountable in the treatment of African Americans. Folks who knew Farmer best say he was firm but fair.
He was a loving person. People might thought he was mean, but he just wanted the right thing for people. And people need to know that General is was he would do anything for you, anything if he felt like it's right. But he always say, two sides to the story.
Right now on our digital platforms, six stories on Farmer and the stories the Black Panthers got involved in Milwaukee. They're all inside this story on the 12 News mobile app.
Hey, one thing I'll say is this:
powerful.
You know, when you want to leave a legacy,
mm-hmm.
and your legacy is that you helped others,
mm-hmm.
that's powerful.
Absolutely.
That's a powerful legacy. And I'll say this. My condolences go out to the family and the community.
Absolutely.
And the Black Panther Party here in
Absolutely.
Milwaukee. My condolences go out to everybody that's feeling the effect from this. But this is going to have an effect on our community as well, because that's one voice that we had
mm-hmm.
that has moved on. And hopefully somebody from the party can take up that space and continue the work.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the legacy that he has left, like I said, you know, powerful man, especially in a community. Like, we understand that's majority, you know, single mothers. He stood up for Black women in the treatment at gas stations and, you know, beauty supply stores and things like that. Like I said, personally, he came when my daughter decided to take a knee. And they were saying that they were going to suspend the whole basketball team if they decided to do that. And the Black Panther showed up, and there was no repercussions to that. He put them on notice.
Put them on notice.
Absolutely. That it wasn't going to go down. And if it was, he was going to shut it down. So, again, he is now one of our ancestors.
Right.
And we know, because I'm a believer in spirit, that his spirit lives on. And whether or not somebody else has come up in ranks, I say we need to make sure that the future that's coming behind us know who King Ricky is,
right?
And encourage them to be who they are in their greatest form, you know.
And harness the power of speaking out.
Period.
When you know salute. Things ain't right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you have a voice and your voice matter. And one thing about those on the front lines is, like I said, a lot of times when we're suffering, we go dark and we suffer in silence. And that's why, you know, I push so hard to let the people that I know that's doing the work, mm-hmm. that I love them every day.
Right.
That you never have to go dark and be at it alone. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, if we represent each other, nobody has to go dark, because those of us that are doing the work need work
yeah.
to be done Facts. On us personally, because one thing we don't know how to do is self-care. You know what I'm saying? Because we care for everybody
else.
That's
why we're talking about it.
So it's time to uplift. I'm saddened that we have to speak all of this greatness after he's gone,
right?
And that we wasn't able to.
Well, the
you
thing
know,
is, when we would see each other out,
absolutely,
we would advocate. You know, yeah. We all know each other.
Yes, we do.
I always try to tell people.
Yes, we do.
At least for me, everybody that was risking their life to advocate or do something
other.
On the front lines, I made sure that I would give them a word of encouragement.
Absolutely,
I would always try to let them know. You know what? You know, ideas and strategies. Mm-hmm. We would trade ideas and strategies and things. Many times, you know, we would cross paths situationally.
Right.
Because we all working. So
yes.
sometimes situations would cross paths
yeah.
and we would all have to be standing out there mm-hmm. and we would all want one goal
yep.
to be done. And that's to get a result.
Absolutely.
And that's powerful.
For our city to
that's
be better. Again, we're hurting. So again, I would just say, give yourself grace. And honor this man, honor Keon, you know, because
right.
now we're in a space now where we're losing people who was very influential,
yeah.
you know. And I think we need to spend more time celebrating their life and remembering the things that they did. And in remembrance, getting active.
And we've been saying this all year.
Absolutely.
To uplift those on the front
Come
lines.
On.
Because you never know.
You never know.
You know, I'm on the air today. We're on the air today. But,
hey
you know, we all got to go that route.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that many times I always try to encourage people, get behind the brothers and sisters that's willing to make that sacrifice.
Real talk.
Don't wait till after they gone to try to, you know, this person was X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
I think that we need to start flipping the script and get behind those that are on the front lines,
yes.
putting them in power.
Absolutely.
Not only getting behind them, put them in position to be more resourceful.
To do greater works.
Right.
Absolutely. Because if the majority of us was given what it is that we need, Milwaukee would change overnight. You know, without having the gatekeepers who talk about it, but ain't never been about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the people who really did the work was getting what it is that they need, they could do even more work. Because everything we have done, we had nothing. We made something happen with nothing. So imagine what we
right.
could do with something. You
and
understand
I'll say
what I'm
this.
Saying?
I'll say this. This is a great time in our community to honor those
Absolutely.
That are on the front lines. We started out the year with the community awards.
Absolutely.
We started out, we got the cleanup coming with those on the front lines. We're going to have a great
Real time.
Time. We got backing sponsorship. Now we're starting to turn that curve in
yes.
our community.
Yes.
And I see it. I see the curve. It's turning because now people are saying, hey, we need to get vested
real talk.
In those that are willing to make the sacrifice to make real change. And that's a powerful time. That's why I say don't give up. If you're on the front lines, don't give up.
Oh, please don't. We need you.
There's a wave coming.
Yes, it is.
That people are
Massive.
Are fed up
mm-hmm.
with the status quo, with
yeah.
what's going on, because they don't see the results.
Absolutely.
And if you're out there making results and you're out there putting it out there on the front lines and you're helping people and you're doing a great work, hold on, because the help is on the way.
Hey, we're about to turn it to something else, you know. Like I said, turning it right side up. It's been upside down for a long time. But again, the reality of what everything that's happening, and like I said, salute to all the front lines, those that are here and those that have passed on. But again, know that the power that we have with them being our ancestors,
right.
we can still call on them and get some things done. The reality is, it's not all about what you see, it's what you don't see either. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are spirits working, principalities that's working that you can't see. But again, that's when you have to hone all the way in.
Mm, tap in.
Hey, and vibrate high. Absolutely.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have the Pop Culture Report. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It is amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy.
I thought he was going to say Juice WRLD in the building.
Juice WRLD in the building.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
What's happening in?
What's happening in?
Hey, and we got author and advocate Elizabeth Brown in studio today.
Hey, yo.
Lizzie,
hey, they like when you're in the studio.
Hey, I love when I'm in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
I like that name. Lizzie B the Busy Bee.
That part. Always busy.
That's never one of her books.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I
thought that was just something you came up with.
See, you know what I'm doing.
You know, because you come up with random things all the time.
That is true. I
and they be sounding good sometimes.
Yeah, I typically do give people good name. Nicknames. Absolutely. Toilo, the hero for the people. You know?
it switched up a little bit.
Well, that's my politically correct way. Like when we do the community awards, I had to say hero for the people.
Yeah.
But really, the hero for the Negro.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Powerful.
Yeah.
But I got some audio. A woman spoke out. It's going viral when it comes to, and DJ Brother Z pulling it up. But basically, this is something that I wonder, because I had a conversation about this on the show.
Okay.
A female admits that if a man opens up to a woman, there's a 98% chance that she will ghost him.
Really?
And when you say open up, I'm thinking, like, is you talking about, like, start telling, like...
Who did the number?
Like, crying?
No, this is a social media viral post.
Yeah, she probably ain't do no real research, though.
Yeah, but, you know, what I'm saying is, Liz says it's okay for a man to cry.
If he don't cry,
had the conversation, like, on the show.
If
but
you
that's
don't
why
cry,
I wanted to hear the
real
audio.
Yeah.
So y'all can hear
how she did it. Because sometimes, you know, they'll take you, especially, you know, this is why when it comes down to social media, I be kind of hesitant on who I'm listening to.
Right.
Because everybody got a platform. Everybody got
opinions. I just pay attention to when it go viral.
Yeah, when it go viral.
And then you look in the comments and they be like, and then people be agreeing of it. And now you be like, see, I think that when you have a big discussion and we got to start narrowing in on this male-female thing.
Absolutely.
Because it's starting to get out of control.
The dynamic.
It's been out of control.
It's starting to be.
Especially.
Everybody
clicking.
If somebody start another romance podcast or a relationship podcast.
That ain't in a relationship.
That's, you know,
right.
If somebody.
You know, they taking them on the road. Like, they take these conversations and make money together.
And that's fire, though. Like, shout out to those few people who do that.
I mean, shout out to them, but at the same time, they have to be really careful because, again, we're talking about generations that's coming behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're deflecting or depicting when we sitting up is that black man against black woman ideology. Mm-hmm. And it's all about six figures and the majority of black men and black women. When we think about the millionaires and the billionaires, we're not the majority.
Right.
So let's keep it a rack. Okay?
Yeah.
We have to make sure we keep it on a linear level, because the reality was during slavery, we had nothing and we was bound to each other.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It was a black woman who breastfed the black man when they tried to starve him to death. You understand what I'm saying? That's where we have to make sure that we're taking it, because in reality, what's being pushed right now is the divide.
Yeah. Right.
And we're the only community where the black man and the black woman is not together.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to make sure that we keep that on the main focus. Because all of this internet stuff. Because
it doesn't feel like it is at all.
We got the audio to give text.
Oh, you got the audio?
Because some of this stuff
you got the audio up,
DJ open Brothers. Up to a woman, at least as a man, there's like a 98% chance that she's probably going to ghost you or move on to a different man, okay? This tends to perplex a lot of people, and they often ask the question of why, and some people are just so jaded, they stop asking why. They just decide that women are just like this, and they live with it. But women often see men as ideas, not really who they are as an individual. So essentially, if you open up to a woman, you're becoming a real person. You can no longer fit in the confines of the idea, the box that she has placed you in. It's very similar to like if someone kidnaps you, right? They teach you to make yourself personal, like start telling them facts about you, etc., because it's supposed to be less likely that they end up murdering you or harming you because they can actually see you as a real person. Humanizing yourself, right? Yeah, don't humanize yourself with the woman, especially in the early stages of being in a relationship with her, whether that's dating or whatever, because she still needs time to feel a certain way about you before she starts accepting that you are no longer an idea. You are actually an individual.
If you Hey. That is interesting.
Because
that is interesting.
Because you always talk about the knight in shining armor. Like women want to be swept off their feet. Like oh, you know, the sweep. So you got this image of a guy.
I would want to ask y'all ladies, was there any truth to what this woman put down?
Hell no.
No truth, Liz. Any truth, Juice?
I would say some women today do look at men only for their money. But doesn't that kind of have to do with what she's saying? Like, the idea of him is just like
the provider,
give me the money and stuff like that. I don't get the protection part. I just get like the whatever the idea is like, in her.
They got the ideal of a guy.
Like, you know, we got like the knight in shining armor.
Well, hold on. I heard like the average, like, you know, when they be doing the shows, they be like, they want a tall guy,
tall, $100,000, $100K,
you know, just
nice car, nice
like
job,
but nothing realistic. Yeah. Because again, when you ask right now, mainstream black men, black women, the black men are saying they want the big booty, small waist, cute in the face. Everybody wants something real, but ain't nobody being real,
right.
First of all.
Exactly.
You know, black men or black women. You know what I'm saying? Everybody repping real, but all of y'all lying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, real, true women don't feel that way.
Okay.
I feel like there's a group of women who might feel that way, but that's not who should be representing us as, like...
I don't think she's speaking as a woman. That's a girl mentality.
Okay. She
haven't even... She's not even at the crossroads of becoming a woman.
But let me ask y'all this then. What about the first date? First date, y'all pull up, y'all went to Applebee's, right? Mm-hmm. And the gentleman just starts emotionally dumping on you exactly how he feels about things.
He lost his job.
He lost his job literally that day. How y'all going to feel then? Y'all going to hear him out that
day? Well, I'm a healer.
So,
I just met somebody that was out in the
You going to heal him or are you going to date him? You still you gonna go on the second date?
Well, I mean, my daughter's father.
He may not pay for the second date.
When I met my daughter's father, he had
it's
just
on
got
you.
Fired. He had just got fired. But I mean, at the end of the day, when you a healer, people bring their problems to you. So
that's
the
real.
Story of my life.
Being a giver.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether it be words of hope, you know, I breathe life into situations, and I know my power. I can breathe life.
But does
life
everybody
into you, or I can take it
represent
away from you?
How you feel and think? I mean, because when you talk about the dating pool, I was just talking to some young people the other day, and a lot of these guys, they're not looking to marry. They feel a certain way about the women they encountered, and they feel like, okay, they just, you know, they're not trying, they're just trying to, you know, go
fill
out,
them up real
hang
quick.
Out, you know, and they talk about the things that they're going through. And many times, a lot of people, you know, even when we talk on the show, we talk about ideas of coming together, but there's this barrier of ideas. The guy wants the woman to be a certain way, and the woman wants the guy to be a certain way. But I think when we was coming up, or back when my grandparents was coming up, they got together because they were working together to make a better life for each other. I think
absolutely.
I think that we are losing that.
And I think that's because of the struggle. It's so real. And I think, you know, like what you're saying about they don't want to get married, I think the world has put an emphasis on, you know, the woman being independent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The woman make more than the man. The bottom line is... I am no more than the black man, and the black man is no more than me. Like, right. I have nothing without the black man, and the black man have nothing without me. You're the most rejected, neglected, abused individual, mm-hmm. and I am too. So when you have the masculine and the feminine, understand that the only reason we're going towards each other is due to the predictive programming that everybody else is pushing this narrative, and it always line up on a black man and a black woman lap.
And we always put the content out there to support it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like we subscribe to it. But then you also got to think about the subversion of our programming. You know, the love and hip-hops of the world. You know, the Jerry Springers of the world that got us up to this point.
The negativity, right?
The negativity. You know, that's what people have grown accustomed to and have been entertained by. So when they do see people like this young woman spitting whatever her truth was or whatever, they automatically see this as a factual thing. You know,
and definitely a young idea.
I think it is a young idea, but at the same time.
It's destructive.
It's destructive, it is. But I would also go on to say that there are young men who do feel those same sentiments, though. Like, when they are in relationships with women, that women don't actually see them as a real person, a real human being. Some just see them as the ideas and labels that, again, America has thrown on them, whether they see them as being a thug, see them as being a gangster.
Right.
Well, because there's a conversation that we had once before just recently, and, you know, I'm not going to bring it up right here on the air. Oh, okay. But, you know.
I'm like, dang, I'm a thug, hey.
No juice in the house. But no, it's one of them things and concepts where, you know, men might feel that women only see them in one particular vantage point. They only see them in one perspective, one light that America has painted us as. Like I said before, as gangsters, thugs, pimp, whatever case may be. When ultimately, especially as a black man, there's way more deeper things to us than just that, which is on a surface level. So a lot of times we are operating out of ideas that have been placed upon us, which don't even represent us who we really are.
And we latch on to some of these.
And some of us do latch on to it. And a lot of times it's to our own detriment.
It is detrimental, because again, when you think about the black man and the black woman and a lot of what she just said, if you be emotional, if a man can't be emotional with a woman, who else he gonna be emotional with?
Mm-hmm,
we had a lot of people in the penitentiary because they couldn't express themselves. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, mentally that we gotta come up out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kerry Noni and Ben Jammin on The Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
Seven of Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It is amazing.
And Kerry Noni. Juice World.
Hey, I was curious to see y'all.
And we got advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown in the studio.
Hey, yo.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, we had another powerful conversation off the air. I wish we could have regurgitated that.
Man,
but
for real.
What's going on out here in these pop culture streets?
Folks need healing. That's what it is. Folks need healing, man.
The world needs to be healed.
Yeah, but especially our communities, man. And you know, the one powerful thing the most powerful thing I could say, especially when it comes down to 101.7 The Truth, is I remember just being a producer for Tory and then seeing Liz pop up, and y'all would always talk about the positivity in between the masculine and feminine and having both energies in the room. Now we got double that in the room.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's a beautiful thing.
So all the rhetoric and the programming they try to throw out there saying that the black man and black woman is divided, y'all need to stop that nonsense and realize that we really are more unified. But if y'all continue to allow your Instagram algorithm to tell you that we divided and black man is this and black woman is that, then we're going to continue on to go down the rabbit hole of whatever the white people power structure that wants to bestow upon you. But you know, this is beautiful right here.
Do you feel like on your social media you see a lot of positive post about black relationships?
I would say, and that's why I try to stay away from like the relationships that I see in my algorithm, like to try to give you some relationship advice. Who the hell is these people? Come you on. Know what I'm saying? Who the hell are they? And how did you find it to my phone? You know, like I gotta start asking questions like that.
It's the algorithm.
You know, for real, it really is the algorithm that's trying to target your mind and ultimately subvert you away from your people. Right. That's what's happening.
Especially in our community.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I know what they're doing.
Yeah. It's literally you are being socially engineered to be pulled away
to
from
be at odds.
Yeah, to be at odds with your own
power source.
That's why correct. I like to follow a lot of married black couples mm-hmm. on my social media, like mm-hmm. my Instagram and stuff like that. Like I follow Tabitha Brown and her husband mm-hmm. and Kev on stage and his wife and the one guy from Everybody Loves Him, Steel.
Yeah. I know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, him and his wife.
Man.
Yeah,
beautiful,
like
beautiful.
And then even just
Steel who?
You got stuff. I forgot his name. He's a black
though.
Dude from that. It's a show on what, like
you're talking
CBS.
About the porn star?
What?
No Ben.
No.
It was something steel.
Y'all would know who I'm talking about if you saw him. But then even I'm seeing a lot of families, like positive black families, be posted that
the
I love,
actor.
Like Belief.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys know him. He's like more of an influencer than like a famous person.
I know the one that's from the Tyler Perry sitcom. Him and his wife. What is his name?
Oh,
he go with Shatima.
Came with the man.
No.
Mr. Brown?
No. Mm-hmm. He go with Shatima. Like it's about the black sisters who dating.
Mm.
It's him and his wife.
But
and
still,
they're a younger couple and they have kids
mm-hmm.
and he's just they just had a show where he was talking to his son, telling him that it's okay for him to be emotional.
Yeah.
But when he emotional, he can't hit on his uncle because the son was mad and he swung off on his uncle or whatever.
Oh, wow.
But he was like, it's okay for you to cry. Real men cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's powerful the way that he speak life into his sons, but he also let them know it's consequences to your actions.
Yeah.
And as a man, you have to go over there. So get your face together. You know what I'm saying? Have your moment, but then go like a man and apologize to your uncle and let mm-hmm. him know that you was emotionally unstable mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you didn't like what he said.
Yeah.
And right. you have a right to not like what he said, but you don't have no business putting your hands on.
Right.
So
it
was powerful.
I will say kids are a lot more aware of their emotions now today and they're able to speak on the things that they're feeling, which I really appreciate. So just right. follow the positivity.
Well, look,
absolutely.
Hey, that was an interesting pop culture report. Hey, but well, thank you for the Pop Culture Report, Ben Jammin.
It's amazing.
And thank you for the Pop Culture Report, Kerry Noni.
Give me just saying. See, yes, I know you're going to do something crazy. Right.
They're so cute.
When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Twitter.